Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A fourth grade student from Connections Homeschool is heading to Washington, D.C. to light the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. Rose Burke, who penned the winning entry to the essay contest, What Would You Like the Country to Know About Alaska's Christmas Tree This Year and Why Is It So Special, will soon be able to share her essay with people all over the country. As the winner, Rose will travel with her family to Washington, D.C., where she'll join the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to help light the Capitol Christmas tree. There, she will have the special honor of reading her essay at both the Capitol Christmas tree lighting ceremony and the USDA's Christmas tree reception.
Really cool recognition for her. She's totally surprised and a real highlight for the Connections Homeschool Program. And we are actually the only school, I think, Connections had the last winner from Alaska as well.
Said Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland. The first and only previous U.S. Capitol Christmas tree to come from Alaska was sent from the Chugach National Forest in 2015. Rose was greeted at the Kenai Municipal Airport by a special guest, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who arrived to reveal the fourth grader had won the essay contest and was headed to D.C.
Comes up and she talks to the girl and very personable and just tells her that she had won that essay and what she gets to do, which is, you know, that's how she framed it was, do you think you can flip that switch from up here in Alaska, you know, all the way down to Washington, D.C.? It's a long ways. It's like, no. Well, guess what? You're going to come to Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Capitol Christmas tree, known as the People's Tree, reflecting the nickname for the U.S. House of Representatives, the People's House, adorns the west lawn of the Capitol and has been selected each year since 1970 from a different national forest. Experts say Alaskans are combining recreational and prescription drugs more often, called polysubstance abuse, and becoming dependent on more than one drug. According to data from the drug testing labs, last year 93% of samples positive for fentanyl were positive for at least one other drug. Over the past decade, the number of fentanyl users combining the drug with stimulants like methamphetamine and cocaine rose from about 40% to over 90%. Opioids and stimulants are a particularly risky combination, and the rise in that combination is what some in the field call the fourth wave of the opioid epidemic. Many people in Alaska don't know exactly what's in the substances they're abusing. Fewer people can access prescription pain pills on the black market, and more are taking pills made in small illegal labs without knowing the ingredients. At the South Central Foundation's Detox Center, physician's assistant Katie Schneider focuses on helping people through the first days and weeks of sobriety, and she said this work is much harder when people are dependent on more than one substance. She said people in addiction treatment have more trouble identifying their triggers when they've been using multiple substances. Certain combinations of drugs, such as opiates and benzodiazepines like Xanax, Schneider said, increase risk of overdose. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The National Marine Fisheries Service has announced a temporary reallocation of Pacific cod quotas in the western regulatory area of the Gulf of Alaska. This reallocation shifts 440 metric tons of unused Pacific cod quota from catcher vessels using trawl gear to those using hook and line gear, including both catcher vessels and catcher processors. Specifically, 240 metric tons are reallocated to the catcher processors using hook and line gear and 200 metric tons to catcher vessels using hook and line gear. The reallocation is effective from November 4th of this year through December 31st of this year and aims to ensure the total allowable catch for 2024 is fully utilized. This decision was made because trawl gear vessels could not harvest their allocated quota, prompting a shift to maximize resource use. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.